book Amnesia, written by Christina Curtin, August 30th, 2023. I don't know if it's a sign of an aging mind, the fact that I've read a lot of books, or because I used to read most books while consuming wine. However, there have been multiple occasions in my life when I will start to read a book, only to realize midway through it that I've read the book before. I'm terming this phenomenon as book amnesia. There are signs to me at first. The cover looking eerily familiar is usually the first indicator, but that can't always be a surefire way to tell. I'll then read the synopsis of the book and it doesn't jog anything in my mind. Nothing. Not the character names, the premise, nothing. So I give it a shot. And at least 8 times in my life, I'll be on page 140 when it hits me that I've been down this literary path before. What kills me is that, at this point, I still have absolutely no clue how the story ends. Do I keep reading? The experience of uncovering the story would be entirely new to me at this point. I'd be like Lucy from 50 First Dates, happily experiencing a book like it was my first time, even though I've been down this road before. This just happened to me recently with The Silent Patient. I'd been looking for recommendations on books to read, and this book kept popping up as one people really enjoyed. I read the synopsis and it didn't trigger anything. I even talked to a couple of people about the book and it still didn't ring any bells. So when I was dropping off Goodwill donations the other day and saw the book on top of the pile of discarded things, I grabbed it. Okay, side note. Is that an okay thing to do? And I don't know. I feel like the donations pile is in no man's land. Goodwill hasn't sorted through it yet and the original owner has left those items for dead. In my defense, I swapped it out with another book, so let's just call it a trade and not stealing. Anyways, I started reading the book. It seemed good. I did get the twinge that I'd read it before, but I wasn't certain. There was no recollection of the ending. I continued to read on until a few days later when I was going through my Kindle reader and saw the cover of The Silent Patient there with a confirmation on the top right-hand corner that I finished it. What the hell? Not again. And I still have no idea how it ended. My free time is so limited now that I'm just going to say screw it and Googling the summary of the story. I've heard such good things, but I can't travel to the place in my mind that knows the ending, and it's annoying the hell out of me. Maybe I should start keeping a log of books I've read just to save myself from this in the future. Or limit the wine? Book log sounds more appealing.